From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Here are the latest results from the Florida primaries. Among the Republicans, they've counted votes from 48% of the precincts in Florida, and John McCain continues to lead by 3 points. He has 35% of the vote over Mitt Romney, who's in second with 32% of the vote. In third place, Rudolph Giuliani with 16%, and he's followed by Mike Huckabee with 15 or 13% of the vote. Ron Paul is trailing with 3%. For the Democrats, it's Hillary Clinton with the most votes. In fact, about half of the Democratic vote counted. She has over 500,000. She's received more votes than anybody else in Florida. But that isn't supposed to mean anything because Florida had its delegates to the convention stripped by the Democratic National Committee, and candidates have not campaigned there. Still, Senator Clinton is in Florida tonight where she spoke to her supporters. We're going to check in with our reporters with the two Republican frontrunners right now. We'll hear from Romney Election Night headquarters in a few minutes. First, to NPR's Greg Allen, who is at McCain Election Night headquarters in Miami. Do you hear anything at all there, or have you heard anything from people at headquarters about where the balance of the votes might be coming from and whether the McCain people are confident this 3-point lead can hold up as the second half of the vote is counted?
No one's willing to say that at this point that I can tell, Robert. They do know they did very well with the Hispanic vote, which is something they made a play for. Of course, every candidate did, including Rudy Giuliani and, of course, Mitt Romney. But McCain seems to have done very well there. Talking to some voters in Little Havana, one man said he's a good man. Talking about McCain, he's a good man, someone we can trust. That's the kind of sentiment you get. People that feel that they've known him for a long time, and I think that really kind of paid off for him, certainly in the Hispanic community here in Miami-Dade County.
Do we know other things about which groups of voters in the Republican primary favored John McCain, or what their interests were, and how he did well?
Well, what we understand is that he did well among moderate voters, no surprise there. Something that kind of maybe also shouldn't be a surprise, he did very well among older voters, voters in their 60s and older. And that maybe is good news, I don't know. But it certainly is where his votes came from here for him in Florida, a state which has a lot of senior citizens and older people.
And I should add that as we've been speaking, more votes have come in, 51% of the voting precincts in Florida have reported, and that McCain lead has actually expanded a bit. It's now a 5-point lead. He has 36% of the vote at this stage of the count to Mitt Romney's 31%. That comes out to a lead of about 50,000 votes. And as more and more of the vote is counted, of course, it'll be increasingly difficult for Governor Romney to make up the difference. Greg, we'll talk later in the evening, I'm sure, and thanks a lot.
Certainly, Robert.
It's NPR's Greg Allen, who is with the McCain campaign. And we're going to turn now to NPR's Scott Horsley, who is with Mitt Romney. Scott, any sense of mood there among Romney supporters?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Robert. The Romney camp always has a keen eye for stagecraft, and they've set the stage very carefully here at the Lyceum Theater on the edge of Mirror Lake in St. Petersburg. There's already an array of youthful Romney supporters on the stage in front of a lectern where the former Massachusetts governor will speak. But so far, no sign of the candidate, and we expect it'll be some time because it is still a pretty tight race here, although, as you say, it's Senator McCain has been able to hang on to that lead that he established early here and even expand it a little bit. Very early, as the results trickled in, there was a little teeter-tottering, and I think at one point we saw a very slight lead for Mitt Romney, but in general, John McCain's led so far tonight, and as you point out, it's going to get harder for Mitt Romney to make up that difference.
Now, the single issue that voters in Florida identified as most important by quite a margin was the economy. And if all had gone well for Mitt Romney, that should have propelled him into first place. It still might, for all we know, as they count the balance of the votes. But his argument was, I'm from the private sector, I know business, I turn things around.
And he made that argument insistently and repeatedly, both in in-person campaigning and in television ads, where he had something like almost a 10-to-1 advantage over John McCain here in Florida, relentless TV ads promoting his business savvy. But what we know from looking at the exit polls is that actually John McCain did slightly better among that almost 50% of the vote who thought the economy was the biggest issue. So it was effective in the sense that Romney was right that people thought that was very important, but he may not have been right that would be an issue that he would dominate in.
Okay, Scott, look forward to hearing more from you this evening.
Talk to you later.
Scott Horsley with Mitt Romney's headquarters in St. Petersburg, Florida. We're going to look ahead right now to Super Tuesday, which is, it's next Tuesday, and it's by far the biggest primary, not only of this season, but the biggest primary we've ever seen. It also it will include the biggest prize of delegates on that day in California. Mark DiCamillo is the director of the Field Poll, which measures public opinion trends in California, and he's on the phone right now. First, do results in, say, Florida, or for that matter in prior primaries in South Carolina, do they tend to have any impact on voters' opinions in California?
Oh, I think they do. I think we've been seeing changes in the polling as different events have occurred after Iowa, after New Hampshire, and now on the Democratic side anyways, after South Carolina. So the Florida results will be very interesting, and we'll be polling and try to see what effect they'll have.
Now, I'm going to interrupt right now to introduce our national, our Washington editor, Ron Elving. We have some news here, Ron.
Yes, Robert, the news is that NPR is prepared on the basis of the count to date to call this race for John McCain. We are projecting that he will be the winner in Florida tonight over Mitt Romney.
At the current time, they've counted more than half the votes, or at least the votes from more than half the polling places, and he has a 4% lead, a lead of over 50,000 votes over Mitt Romney. And as you say, NPR now sees John McCain as the winner in Florida. Mike DiCamillo, I mean, does that change the scene in California much, or does it fortify Mr. McCain's position in California?
I think it might. He has been leading in the pre-election polls, and Romney was trying to win from the conservative side. I think in California you really have a tug-of-war between voters on the Republican side who are very conservative, who tend to favor Romney, versus all other Republicans who are, I guess I would call, moderate conservatives, who tend to favor McCain. They're about evenly split in terms of the size of those two groups, but I think with McCain's success in Florida, maybe some of the strong conservatives might be tempted to reconsider McCain. That may be more voting with their heads rather than their hearts, but their natural instincts are not to go with McCain, but as McCain shows success in other states, I think that adds to his advantage in California.
What about on the Democratic side? What do the polls in California show there? And are votes there equally fluid and possibly capable of reacting to results elsewhere?
Oh, I definitely think they could be in play. All of the polls that have been done to date, the public polls, have been done prior to the South Carolina win for Obama. So there is yet to be any read in California of what effect that win has, and then obviously what effect the Kennedy endorsement has. So the next round of polling will be very significant. If Obama is going to be competitive in California, I would think that the next round of polling would show that he's closing in on Clinton. If, however, Clinton maintains her double-digit lead, I think it's pretty safe to say she will carry California.
And when would the next round of polls come out, do you think?
Well, certainly our organization will be out this coming weekend. There may be others, but certainly you need some time to do the post-South Carolina field period. So we've been interviewing all week.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to ask you about something which must give you folks headaches in doing polls for a primary, and that is the role of independent voters and the different rules of the two parties in their California presidential primaries.
Right. In California, the only place you can go if you're an independent or out here, they call them declined estate or nonpartisans, would be the Democratic primary. You can choose to vote in that if you proactively ask for the Democratic ballot. The Republicans, it's a totally closed primary. The independents are not allowed to vote on the GOP side. I think the Republicans were to allow or did allow the nonpartisans in on that side, it probably would have helped McCain, and I also think it might have helped Ron Paul. But it's a closed primary, just as it is in Florida, and we'll see what effect having the closed primary has on the outcome. But the Florida results, because it's similar to California being a closed primary, it's probably very encouraging for the McCain side here in California.
Well, Mark DiCamillo of the Field Poll, actually isn't the formal name the highly respected Field Poll in California?
Well, it was founded by Mervyn Field, and I think he deserves most of that credit.
Mark Miller, director of the Field Poll in California, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
Today. And the news, of course, here is that in the Florida Republican primary, at which there are 57 delegates at stake, John McCain, the Arizona senator, is the winner. And Mitt Romney is running second. They're still counting the votes, and they will be for another at least another hour or more. But the gap seems to be more than 50,000 votes. Our editor, Ron Elving, is with me. And, Ron, should one now say in this very subjective business of reporting on primary campaigns, John McCain is now clearly the Republican frontrunner for the nomination?
I think you have to say that at this point, Robert. He has the monkey of South Carolina off his back from 2000. He has the sense that he cannot win among Republicans only off his back. This was an event where only Republicans could vote. And while it is a narrow victory, it is a victory over a field that had already been winnowed to people who it seemed had McCain hemmed in on several sides. For him to emerge from this is really his most impressive showing as a politician to date.
People have remarked that he spends more time fundraising nowadays because there's actually he can raise funds now, which wasn't the case a while ago. I would assume a couple of big wins, the one in South Carolina and this bigger win, I suppose, in Florida, makes it much easier for McCain to raise money.
In addition to that, there is going to be a series of endorsements. Perhaps Rudy Giuliani tomorrow, as some people are now reporting, will pull out of the race himself and endorse John McCain. I believe there will be a series of endorsements for John McCain from other figures in the Republican Party. There will be people who are in the establishment, people who are outside what is sometimes thought of as the Republican establishment, all of them suddenly jumping on the McCain bandwagon.
Thank you, Ron Elving. And again, to repeat, in the Democratic primary, in which no delegates will be awarded, Hillary Clinton winning with ease, and in fact, winning more votes than anybody else in Florida today. In the Republican primary, which was a field contested by all the major candidates, the winner is John McCain.